So one of the things I want you to notice here is that testing and debugging are not the same thing. When we test, we compare an input-output pair to a specification. When we debug, we study the events that led to an error. I'll return to testing later in the term, but I do want to make a couple of quick remarks with very broad strokes. There are basically two classes of testing. There's unit testing, where we validate each piece of the program independently. Thus far, for us, it's been testing individual functions. Later in the term, we'll talk about unit testing of classes. The other kind of testing is integration testing, where we put our whole program together and we see, does the whole thing work? People tend to want to rush in and do this right away. That's usually a big mistake, because usually it doesn't work. And so one of the things that I think is very important is to always begin by testing each unit. So before I try and run my program, I test each part of it independently. And that's because it's easier to test small things than big things, and it's easier to debug small things than big things. Eventually, if it's a big program, I run it. It never works the first time if it's a big program. And I end up going back and doing unit testing anyway to try and figure out why it doesn't work. So over the years, I've just convinced myself I might as well start where I'm going to end up. What's so hard about testing? Why is testing always a challenge? Well, you could just try it and see if it works, right? That's what testing is all about. So we could look at something small. Let's just write a program to find the max of x and y, where x and y are floats. However many quotes I need. Well, just see if it works. Let's test it in all possible combinations of x and y and see if we get the right answer. Well, as Carl Sagan would have said, there are billions and billions of tests we would have to do, or maybe it's billions and billions and billions. Pretty impractical. And it's hard to imagine a simpler program than this. So we very quickly realized that exhaustive testing is just never feasible for an interesting program.